Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We've got 59 degrees. It's 2:08 the Central Time Zone on the 50,000-watt boomstick WCCO. It is overnight Minnesota. Eric Nelson with you here until 4 a.m. Thanks so much for tuning us in. And we've got a power pack show coming your way. Already 1 hour in the books. We talked to Eddie L. Harris, one of the premier African-American authors, in the 1 o'clock hour. And let me say, he's one of the best writers I've ever seen. A couple of great books, Mississippi Solo, South of Haunted Dreams. Recommended reading on my part, especially if you like travel. By the way, WCCO Radio wants to recognize organizations that need assistance. All you have to do is go to wccoradio.radio.com/Minnesota-forward. That's wccoradio.radio.com/Minnesota-forward. Well, we just had the ceremonial changing of the studio coordinators. Chris Billy Tubbs exited the studios in downtown Minneapolis, and the Hammer, Craig Schreffer, is now on board. It's a lot like the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace in London. It's rhythmic, it's synchronized, it's done with precision. So the Hammer is with us. I, of course, am broadcasting from Champlin. Everything done remotely these days because of COVID-19 and the pandemic. In a few minutes, we were hoping to touch bases with Byron Chamberlain. Played with the Minnesota Vikings, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Denver Broncos. In fact, we have connected with Byron out there in SoCal, and he joins us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And Byron, thanks so much for your time staying up late. Obviously, with the George Floyd tragedy, it's really affected everybody, hasn't it?
Oh, it's definitely affected everyone. The good thing about this, like, It feels kind of different though this time around. It feels like, you know, we're on the, you know, like this is a tipping point, and could be a real source of real change to come. So, I feel for his family. My thoughts and my prayers and condolences goes to the Floyd family. But hopefully, like I said, something great would come out of this, and this time around, you know, real change would come out.
Yeah, police reform, systemic change. We're all hoping that that's the byproduct of this tragedy. You know, Byron, you're a young African-American male, former NFL player, as I said, two-time Super Bowl champion. So you, in some ways, you've achieved the American dream. But I'm guessing you've had run-ins with police over the years. I don't know if it's in Los Angeles or Denver or here in Minneapolis, but do you have any stories?
No, I do. I do. Growing up, just being stopped by the police as you're going about your day, you know, doing regular stuff. Maybe you know, walking to the gym, to the park, as a teen, and you know, police just pull you over. Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going? Who are you? What's your intention? And not that, you know, me and my friends were doing anything wrong. We're just going to the park or to the gym or whatever. I remember being, I went to college at the University of Missouri. I remember being a 17-year-old freshman, and I had a lot of friends from the St. Louis area, and I'd be in the car with them and just riding in a car in Ferguson, Missouri, you know, where the Michael Brown tragedy happened.
Yep.
And just, you know, those guys letting me know, you know, you got to be on your P's and Q's when you're driving through Ferguson. I mean, it would be nothing for us to tell each other, hey, turn the music down. Make sure you're not going over the speed limit, you know, not even 1 mile over the speed limit, just because of the reputation of the Ferguson Police Department and what they and the run-ins that they'd have with young black males. So, you know, I experienced that as a 17, 18-year-old kid. And so, yeah, I mean, I've definitely been affected by it. I've been blessed, like you said, to achieve a level of the American dream. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still a black man in America, and where, you know, these systems are really not for us and actually set up against us.
As we all know, Minneapolis ground zero with the George Floyd tragedy. But this is, you know, this bonfire turned into a forest fire quickly. 150 cities now where there have been some sort of protest, you know, as a spinoff to the death of George Floyd at the hands of the MPD. You're out there in SoCal, Los Angeles. You're near LA Live. It's a great part of the city. I love going out there, Staples Center, the whole scene. But the LAPD, I remember when I lived in California, the LAPD had a horrible reputation with the old police chief, Daryl Gates. You had the Rodney King incident. What's the mindset? Paint the picture in Los Angeles, because I know the protests started early out there. They shut down the US 101 freeway, the Hollywood freeway. They overturned the Chips squad car. It got pretty crazy in LA, didn't it?
Yeah, it got pretty crazy, and it got pretty crazy in my front yard. Like literally, there was a building that was set on fire a couple of blocks away, like two. The great thing about it is that the fire department is actually in between those blocks from where I live, and so it was a block away from the fire department. They were able to get there quickly, and they did a great job of putting that thing out and making sure everybody was safe. But yeah, it literally was in my front step. I'm really right down the street from City Hall, where they've been protesting all day, all week, where they have not only the police, but the National Guard is staged around City Hall there. So it's literally come to my front porch. But yeah, like you said, you know, this spark has lit a fire, not only here in the United States, but in other countries. You see, you know, people protesting in London, in Paris, in Amsterdam, in Berlin, and in Australia. And so, you know, I really, like I said, I really believe this is a tipping point. There's a lot of people out there who are angry. They're frustrated with the systemic racist systems. And not just that, you know, systems that have where poor people have really, where rich people have really gained this incredible wealth off the backs of poor people, and really not, you know, sharing that wealth and just, you know, and people want change. People want redistribution of wealth. People want, you know, economic power and freedom. People want, you know, social justice and equality. So it's really this little spark in Minneapolis, like you said, has turned into a raging fire, not only here in America, but across the world.
Yeah, hard to fathom. 38th in Chicago, South Minneapolis, which is ground zero. It's now a shrine, by the way. When you come to the Twin Cities again, Byron, I'm sure you're going to want to stop by there and see the spot where George Floyd was killed by the MPD. But it's become sacred ground. There's flowers, there's chalk art, there's signs, there's graffiti, there's music, there's free food, there's free drink, there's a great mural of George Floyd. So it's incredibly powerful. And
Eric, let me interrupt you, man.
Yep.
And let me say this, because when I first signed with the Vikings, I met a friend there in Minneapolis for like the first week, and got introduced to several members of the Minneapolis Police Department. Great people. People who I'm still friends with to this day. And they were great officers who, you know, they just wanted to do their job. They really wanted to serve and protect the community there and go home to their families safely every night. And that was their goal. And that's what they did. And they were wonderful people. They still are wonderful people. Like I said, I'm still in contact with these people. And it's sad to me that, you know, you have some bad characters out there who've messed up the reputation of some really good officers there. You know, guys who, like I said, I consider friends to this day. So I just want to say that.
And I'm glad you did, Byron. You know, as a white guy, my narrative has been most cops are good. You have a few that are cowboy cops, obviously, you know, Derek Chauvin being one of them. They should never have been on the force from the get-go. But for I want to be clear, you still think most officers, and I don't know what the percentage would be, let's say 75-80%, most of them show up and want to do a good job and they have good intentions. Do you still believe that as an African-American male?
I have to believe that. My core in me says most people are good. Now, I'll say this, because I had a discussion today with my former teammate from the Broncos, Terrell Davis. And, you know, we were talking about how just every organization, for the most part, is a microcosm of our society, whether it's an NFL locker room, whether it's a police force, whether it's a news team. Most times you get that microcosm of what is in society. So you're going to have your good and your bad. You're going to have you're going to have people who are racist. You're going to have people who are conservative. You're going to have people who are liberal. You're going to have all types of people in there. And so it would be naive not to think that there are some racist people in these police departments across the country. It would be very naive, but it would also be very naive to think they're all like that. I have some police officers in my family. One of my first cousins is a state trooper down in Texas, and he does a wonderful job, man. He's one of the best guys I know. And so, like you said, there are a lot of police officers out there across the country that their mission is to protect their communities that they serve. And they really live by that. And they really want to do that kind of job for their communities. And they are doing that. But still, we do have a system that where, you know, if you're a black or brown, you're more likely to get into an incident, an altercation. You're all more likely to be arrested. You're more likely to be incarcerated. And that we have to address that. We have to address that system and make some changes to it.
Yeah, very well said. We're talking with Byron Chamberlain here on Overnight Minnesota on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Played with the Minnesota Vikings for a while, two-time Super Bowl champ with John Elway and the Denver Broncos. Byron, let's get into Drew Brees. What he said on Wednesday, that thing became a huge talker, and he became a punching bag. And here's the guy that's the face of the New Orleans Saints and really one of the NFL's, you know, top-tier guys. But, he, you know, the one phrase I kept hearing was tone deaf. Now he walked it back some yesterday with I think it was a strong apology. You never know what's in his heart. Your thoughts on Drew Brees?
Well, you know, when I first heard it, I was shocked. I was shocked because Drew is a guy that, from what I've known of Drew, and I've met him a few times, he's always seemed like a really good guy. The comment he made was very insensitive, and he really didn't have to go there. And this is what kind of ate at me, kind of got at me, was the fact that when I listened to the question that was asked to him, the question was about players in the NFL and what did he think the NFL would do if you had players out there protesting. It wasn't about him, but it was what did he think the NFL would do if you had players protesting, players taking knees. And he decided to kind of make it about him and really, to, as a lot of people say, hijack the narrative of what the players in the NFL who were taking a knee, started by Colin Kaepernick, what the real message was. And to me, it seems like when you want to hijack somebody's message and make it about the flag and make it about the military, it's because you really don't want to have that tough conversation about what it really is about, and that's police brutality when it comes to unarmed, you know, men of color and systemic racism. And you live in that world that it doesn't affect you. And so you changed that narrative. So I was really disappointed when I heard those statements. And let me say this. And then he tried to walk it back, like you said, with an apology. For me, to tell you the truth, man, I'm really not buying it. I'm really not buying that apology. Because I feel like this. He said what he wanted to say when he had the opportunity to say it. It wasn't forced. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't like he had to say that, because the question was about something different. It was about the NFL and what he felt the NFL would do. And so he decided he was going to state his truths and his facts or his opinions right there in that moment. So to me, he was speaking from his heart in that moment. And only because you got some backlash from other players in the league, you saw celebrities, you saw other athletes, LeBron James weighed in on it. And when you got that type of backlash, and now you want to walk it back and apologize. But to me, you said what was in your heart. And I even posted something on social media saying that, you know, saying those exact things. He said what was in his heart at the time. So I'm really not buying that apology, you know. And the fact is this, maybe he doesn't know and doesn't understand, you know, the plight of not just black athletes, but black people in America, what we live with. And that's understandable. But to me, it doesn't seem like he's even trying to know. And you've got resources right there available in the locker room to you if you really wanted to know, if you really wanted to have these conversations and spark these conversations and to get information and to gain knowledge about what's going on and what the experience is like to be black in America. It's right there available to you in your locker room.
Yeah. Great point. Byron, we have to go. Let's pick up the conversation down the road. Always fun to have you on the airwaves. Stay safe, and love talking to you.
Hey, man, it's great talking to you. I'm sorry we're talking under these circumstances that we're living in right now, but I hope today is a day that is going to change the world, and I hope that name, George Floyd, lives on forever as a spark that changed the world, man. And you guys stay safe out there, and I appreciate you having me on.
All right, he's Byron Chamberlain, former Minnesota Vikings and Denver Broncos tight end, on the this edition of Overnight Minnesota on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.